Bonjoro's Southside.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We were talking about this here clip from the Dr. Oz show. Dolly Parton talking about an injury when she was a kid and what her parents did about it.
I jumped across the fence onto a broken mason jar and cut three of my toes, just my little toes on my right foot, almost off. And they were just kind of hanging there. And so they grabbed me up, and all my dad and my brothers, they had to hold me down. Mama, she put cornmeal. Now, you're a doctor. You might know. I think the cornmeal was to absorb the blood.
Yes.
They put kerosene on it for antiseptic. And Mama took her sewing needles. She used to make her quilts and stuff, and she literally had to sew my toes back on.
Oh,
but they work, and they healed, and I'm still walking on them.
I feel like those should be lyrics to an entire song. I fell on a broken mason jar. The mama got out her sewing kit.
Yeah, so we were talking about when you did your own surgery. You were at least you were your own doctor. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You were running through the backyard at night.
Yep.
And then what happened?
Me and a couple of buddies. It was the middle of winter here in Iowa, and I caught a fence post that had been cut off about thigh high. I was 10 years old, so 5'5" maybe. So it was a pretty short post. Tore my pants all the way down to the ankle and gave me about a 5-inch gash across my thigh. It probably took 6 or 7 months to heal. Like, I kept it bandaged up throughout the day. And now it's a good half inch wide just because of how long it took to heal.
Right.
It was very deep.
And what did you do? You just wrapped it? That was all you did to it?
Yeah, I wrapped it. It was during the middle of a basketball game at halftime, so I went back to the game because I didn't want my mom wondering why I came home early.
Sure. That makes sense.
And about a year later, she saw it. And it was still a different color. It was kind of black.
Kind of.
What happened, and I told her that I got burnt.
That's much better.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. At that age, you can't let your mom know you ruined a good pair of pants.
Words to live by, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. So what happened, Michael?
Well, you know, I got my tongue, it gets these pods in and they kind of like pop out because you got all these little things on your tongue. So I got real worried one day and I went to the doctor and he said, oh, yeah, you're going to have surgical removed. So that was $1,800. So then they came back. So I said, oh, heck with it. I just got some toenail clippers and start picking them off with the toenail clippers. They bled for a while, but
I can't. Yeah, please, stop.
So it bled for a while.
I can't. No, stop.
It's all good.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, you do it all the time now.
Yeah, because I'm not paying that kind of money, and it kind of hurts a little bit. But what the hell.
I love it. Thanks, Michael.
Oh, my God.
Okay, bye.
Have a great day.
Oh, my God.
Hurts a little bit, but what the hell?
What the hell?
No.
I mean,
no, you can't. I don't understand people wanting to use toenail clippers for things other than toenails. My husband will get this way.
$1,800. We explained everything I need to know.
It's like tags. Have you ever had a skin tag?
Yeah.
My husband thinks you can just get those with the toenail clipper.
Yes, it works.
That or thread. He thinks you can just tie them
off. Well, that's what they do with the doctor. They just tie thread around them.
Yes.
And then they die.
You're looking to lance it and then thread it.
I just feel like, I hope he was at least wearing surgical gloves. Did you disinfect the toenail clippers?
I don't know. It sounds like he can do this now just like that. So
it's too much.
And he's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep coming back.
Seriously, with the prices, I'm not surprised.
$1,800.
Yeah, and they're going to come back.
Right.
I would do something too.
I get it. I just can't.
Yeah. I took out my own stitches one time. It went, eh. There's still some remnants. But
you got money in your pocket.
That's right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.